Let's see, and these go where?
These shakes?
They're on the roof, the shingles.
Oh. Let's see, do you have those things along the edge of your roof that carry off the water?
No. We did. My father put them on the house when it was built. But they get all full of dirt, you know, and they rot out, and they got all rotten, and we just took them down.
Okay. What did you call them?
Drain trough. Drain troughs.
Uh-huh. And let's see, where two parts of your roof come like this. That's part in the middle is the...
That'd be a valley.
Uh-huh. Let's see, around the house, did you have any separate buildings or build-on things?
The only garage is all.
Where'd you keep the wood?
Well, now we had, of course, years ago, see my father on a grocery store, and we always had two or three horses around. We had a big barn out there, right where the garage stands. And had a lot there, fenced in, and we'd buy a load of wood from the farm, and you just drive down the alley and just throw it over the pigs. There in the wet, horse lot, that's where it stayed. We never put it inside like sometimes they do now.
You ever have a shed?
No, I don't think we ever had a shed.
I wish that guy had run out of gas.
Oh, that's common. He fixes lawnmowers, see? He puts them out there and lets them run just as long as they can. Then he has these saws, they saw trees down with them. And they're worse than the lawnmower.
Let me show you how. And then away it goes.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. And before you had your indoor bathroom, what did you have out in the back?
Well, we didn't have, you mean in bath facilities?
Yes.
Nothing.
You had a privy.
Oh, we had a privy, of course, but you couldn't take a bath in it. We always took a bath in the kitchen. You had a wash tub and put water in it and take a bath that way.
Now, the privy, did you have any special terms for that other than privy?
Well, a privy or back house, they call it.
I heard one fella call it a stinking Tom.
That might be right.
The university had made some records about, well, they had gone out for some interviews. There had been a tornado and they were interviewing these people, and this fella said, well, the wind came up and it blew my old stinking Tom right away. On a farm, where do they keep the silage? What do you call that place where the silage is kept?
Silo.
And that, does that stick up?
Yes, now they have some. Now, my wife had a cousin down here by Muskogee, lived on a farm. And he had a big ditch. Oh, it was maybe 5 or 6 feet wide. And, I don't know, 3 or 4 feet deep. And maybe 100 feet long. And he put his silage in that.
Boy.
But generally, now he's the only one I ever heard of or knew that you smoke.
Oh, thank you, I had a pipe.
And he's the only one that I ever heard of that done that or
saw.
Can I
smoke this?
Sure.
Thank you.
So, but generally they're built up in the air around, like you say.
Uh-huh. That's the only kind I knew about, and I got studying this and I found out that they did have those trenches.
Yes.
It's surprising that they don't get spoilage there. It is to me, I guess it isn't really.
But now I don't know